This is episode 122 of Extraordinary Women Radio.
Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gilner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey.
Hello, my extraordinary women friends. As you tune into today's episode, I am off happily exploring the streets of Rome with my hubby, Tim. It's been a full year, and it's a bit of time off is well in works. I prepped this episode for you to introduce you to one of my Extraordinary Women Ignite speakers, Lisa Marine. Lisa's going to be talking about mindset, and I believe that's one of our most important things that we as entrepreneurs can tend to in the expansion and growth of our businesses. I have learned over the years that mindset is a daily practice for me as an entrepreneur. There are so many traps that we can all fall into. It's the self-comparisons, the doubt, the fear, the uncertainty. And catching these early in the moments that they first start has shown for me to be really essential. Or we can start to spiral us in the wrong direction, in the wrong energies. How we resonate in the world, my friends, with our clients on stages, with one another, all means that we need to put mindset health as top of our priority list on a daily basis. I love Lisa's teachings in this space. Lisa is a CEO of Radical Results Consulting and hosts events and seminars to provide success and mindset strategy. She facilitates a world-class program based on intensive research into the science and mechanics of personal achievements, what really makes successful people successful. Lisa helps her clients remove limiting beliefs and develop the skills that are invaluable to changing their lives. This leads to discovering their true purpose, untapping their full potential, and playing big. You can see why Lisa is such a perfect add to Ignite, and I am thrilled to introduce her to you today. Let's meet Lisa Marine of Radical Results Consulting. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Cami. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm honored to have you, and I'm also so excited to have you as a speaker at Extraordinary Women Ignite in November.
Yes, I know. I'm thrilled. I just can't wait.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a really fun event, and the lineup of speakers that we've got coming and joining us is going to be just amazing, and the room's filling up, and it's going to be a room full of just amazing women.
Absolutely, yeah. Such inspiration and amazing leaders.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you're going to be talking about mindset at Ignite. And why is this such an important topic to you? Let's just start there. What does mindset even mean to you?
Gosh, I love that. Yes, yes. Well, it's important because I have seen just how impactful having the right mindset has been in my own life and certainly in my clients' life and so many others. So what does mindset mean? I mean, that it encompasses a lot. So I kind of like to think of it this way. I'm going to give you a little bit of an analogy and, you know, we'll just open our imagination. But imagine tomorrow morning waking up, you're getting out of bed, and there at the foot of the bed is this beautiful gold glittering box. And inside of the box is the most perfect mindset. And when you use it, you believe in yourself completely. You're able to see obstacles as redirection and understand that failure is there to help you become stronger and grow. And you're aware that doubt and fear is there, but you know you can overcome it because you're a badass. And you know with certainty that you're just so worthy of your greatness and your gifts to share with the world. So, and I'm sharing this kind of corny analogy because it does encompass so much, but mindset is really about our thoughts. It's how and what we think, and it influences every aspect of our life.
You know, wouldn't it be great if we had a stocking cap like that that we could just put onto our head every morning, yes. and it just would lead our whole day, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and I think the thing is we all know that our mindset is something, especially as entrepreneurs, that we have to work with on an ongoing basis, on a daily basis. This is so amazing. Over the course of the years that I've been doing Extraordinary Women Radio, I've gotten to interview like some of the most amazing women in the world doing the most amazing things. And when I ask them about mindset, they're always like, it's an everyday practice.
It is. It's a journey, and it's so true.
Yeah.
It's good to know that we're all kind of working on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's learn some more about you. We'll come back to more about mindset, but I want to hear more of your story. Has there been a time in your life that just really, you know, a defining time or situation that just forever shaped your life? Something that changed the path you were on, the journey you were on?
I feel like there's quite a few, but I'll tell you, Cammie, I started my career actually in education, and I was a second and third grade teacher.
I keep meeting more teachers who have gone to the world of entrepreneur. I mean, I've met several women like that recently.
It's funny. I was just in a meeting at Rise Collaborative, which I know you attend as well, and there were teachers there too who became entrepreneurs. It might be something about that background.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it was something I wanted to be since I was a little girl. I mean, and so I dove into it. I taught for several years. I was really good at it, and it was it was so much passion I had around it. And so I moved into a leadership position, and I became an instructional coach. I was teaching and training teachers. So I was in this educational world, you know, between teaching and then as a coach for 10 years. And it was after that decade-long journey when I started feeling drained, and it just didn't bring me joy any longer, which I imagine those you've met lately probably felt the same way.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we get these little triggers that say something's supposed to shift. And if we start to pay attention to it, we listen and we move and we act on it. Or if we don't pay attention to it, very often what happens is that the universe comes in and helps us gently move or not so gently move in a different direction.
Isn't that the truth?
Right.
Yeah, and so
which was yours? Gently or did you
on your own? The push or shove.
Yeah.
Well, in long story short, I'll share that I moved from education. I went to several other jobs and positions, and I wasn't fulfilled in a lot of them. I was really struggling. I went into sales. I was an account executive for a while, and over time, that was a whole journey in itself of me shifting my self-image and working. But I did become successful, but it didn't light my soul on fire, and I tried a couple other things, and I was struggling to find my purpose, you know, to find what my passion was and who I was. And I think during this sort of, this transitional period of frustration and feeling stuck, it became a really huge gift for me. It opened me up in a lot of ways to personal growth and development and reading books and attending seminars and really learning about mindset. And I think through that, that's what changed my path so significantly. And when I started becoming courageous and vulnerable, you know, and sharing my authentic self, because I think when you're stuck in the way that I was, and maybe others can relate, there's shame, right? Like I should have this figured out,
right?
Or shame that my bank account wasn't where it's supposed to be, quote unquote. And in that journey, I met some like-minded people, and I ended up working actually in Bob Proctor's inner circle, which was pretty phenomenal. He's the best teacher in the world on human potential and success. And that was a huge path for me, and it guided me so much to my Radical Results consulting business.
Awesome. 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 And how did you decide to take the leap into starting your own business from that organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it is a leap. It takes courage, right?
It does take
courage. Entrepreneurship can be scary.
Absolutely.
It was over time, and it was, you know, because I was under his, you know, we were kind of in the behind the scenes, and I got a lot of guidance, and it's essentially a corporation. And so to be on my own and take that leap, it took courage. But just as you had said earlier, it was something that was tugging on my heart, and the whisper of take this information and lock arms with women and help them grow and learn. And I felt like if I didn't, honestly, that I was settling, that I was playing small because of my fear. And it, right. I knew if I jumped, the wings would grow as I went.
Mm, nice. And when you were in that space, and I mean, so you had to work on your mindset to work through the fear that was there, the work through the uncertainty, the doubt that can show up for us. What were some of the things you did to find that courage and to step into that?
I did quite a bit of things. You know, I ended up, in hindsight, I can say this a little bit more clearly, but I found I made some rituals for myself. I think that was the biggest piece. Because what can happen is fear can take over and kind of spiral you into all kinds of things.
Totally.
I felt like the only way I can take control of this is if I can create some rituals around my day, right? Starting small, like what can I do in my day to ensure I start the day with intention? I was doing a lot of, I still do affirmations and visualizing, like, this is what I want and where I'm going.
So this is a daily practice that you do.
Completely. Yeah. Yeah. And I did a lot, you know, sometimes it's sort of evolved since then, but I still incorporate a lot of those pieces. Absolutely.
And what were some of the most important learnings that you took out of Bob Proctor's program that you incorporate today?
Gosh, so much. You know, and a part of it were those rituals. I think that's a big piece of setting your intention up. I learned so much from him about the conscious mind and the subconscious mind and how they work. And we won't get into that too deeply. I don't know that we have time today, but there's so much power in understanding how our mind really works. And the power of our thoughts. I mean,
yes.
It is, you know, I think if you understood how powerful your thoughts were, you wouldn't have a negative one again. I mean, it's hard to do that.
There, we can just really, you know, if we're going down that negative path, we're just attracting more in. If we have the strength in our mindset, we're attracting more of that.
It's exactly right. We're attracting things we want and attracting things that we don't, depending on what we're focused on. It's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So you are now growing this really wildly successful business, and it's so impressive watching your work and seeing your light shine. Your light is just, you really do just shine when you walk in a room. And, you know, I think we met at Rise Collaborative, which is a co-working space. Many of you all remember Stacey Todman, who I interviewed several months back as she was launching Rise Collaborative. And Lisa and I know each other. We met each other at this co-working space. And it's just the moment I met you, Lisa, I just knew that you had this special vibe about you. And so there's this presence about you that you carry into the world. What is helping you stay on track and on purpose in your life?
Well, thank you for that.
Yes.
You know, staying on track and on purpose, it's such a good question because it's one I think about a lot. And I think it goes back, I'm going to kind of work backwards maybe to answer this a little bit better. Something I learned, and this is something, you know, kind of to your point about what I learned from Bob Proctor, something I've learned that what we're getting out of life, like the results that we create in our life, like our relationships, our business, our health, what we have in our bank account, like all of those results are a direct reflection of what's going on inside of us. And so, you know, I used to be someone who really, to give you an example, who liked to blame or to be a victim of circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to begin owning where I was in my life, you know, taking responsibility, taking control, shifting my paradigm. It's actually why I call my business Radical Results, because it's all about results, you know, regardless of what it is. But to stay on track and on purpose is, and knowing that about, you know, what we're creating, it's again, going back to those rituals. I'm writing a book called Rad Rituals about our success habits, radical results in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of them kind of as the unsexy stuff, like getting up early when you're tired and you look terrible to write down your priorities for the day.
Mm-hmm.
The ritual of practicing discipline or tenacity. It's the traits that play such an important factor in our life. And although unsexy, they're the behind the scenes stuff that no one necessarily sees, but contributes so much to our success. And it's reflected then in our results.
Right, right. So is it, what time, what does a typical day look like for you when you get up?
So I'm an early, I'm your earliest relative, but I typically get up around 5 a.m.
You and I are very alike that way because I'm an early riser as well, and I like that space in the morning.
I do too. And I guess, you know, it is becoming fall and it's a little bit trickier sometimes when it's dark.
Exactly. I totally get that. It's like, it's dark. It's warm in this under the covers. It was 36 degrees here on the foothills this morning. I'm like, really?
And welcome new season. Right.
Yes.
So I do get up early and I love to start my day with some kind of exercise. It's something that centers me. Mm-hmm. So while I'm working out, I often, you know, I listen to things that are really positive, or I even wrote a life script of like my ideal, you know, where I want to be in a year. And sometimes I'll listen to that a lot. So it kind of keeps you like, okay, that's my big
thing. That's good. I want to just pause on that because so you wrote a life script and then you recorded yourself reading that and then you listen to it while you're working out.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I love that.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a good reminder. It keeps you on track of thinking about, hey, here's my goal. And then it starts thinking, your mind just naturally thinks, okay, what's the few things I can do today so that I'm getting a little bit closer to that goal and where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so that's part of it. And then, you know, I also write down and say affirmations. And that's a big part of my day. And then gratitude as well. I think that starting my day with kind of writing down my affirmations, writing down some gratitude, and then diving into work. My brain's ready to go and I'm excited. And so diving right in.
So jumping in and getting, I often find that those morning hours, if I can just, once I move from that space of me into the doing, that if I don't jump into my doing with emails and kind of monotonous kind of, tasks, but much more focused, you know, this is a big project that I'm working on right now. If I use those first 90 minutes out of the day as a way to dive in those most important projects, I can really stay on track on what I'm putting out into the world.
I completely agree. It keeps you with an intention and focused and you have this high vibration. And I think getting your phone out of your sight for the first hour, if you can,
exactly,
best of your ability, because otherwise your emails and the messages and voicemails take over and run you opposed to you running the day.
And they're low energy tasks, right? I mean, email, social media are going to be a low energy task. So use your high energy tasks with those high energy creativity type projects in that first part of the day. And that's really powerful.
Yep, that's exactly it. It's huge. It really sets you up for success. You know, yeah, just having that positive and creative time with yourself and your intention. Absolutely. Yeah.
So these are great practices for everybody to be thinking about. And how do you start your day? Now, how do we attract more of what we want into our lives?
Well, the law of attraction, it's always working. For better or for worse. I think to attract what you want, it's thinking about it, but you can't just think about what you really want. We have to do something with those thoughts. So even if you manage to think about what you want several times a day, it's another step to take to attract and to get in harmony with those desires. So kind of the process that I've used and learned is really you start with building an idea or image of your mind of what you want and getting crystal clear about it. Sometimes that's the trickiest part. It also helps, that life script helps you get that clarity, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. So holding that image. Okay. Here's what I want. Then you get emotionally involved with it. That's what really helps you internalize that idea or image. And you know, the thoughts, when they're mixed with feeling or emotion, they start to constitute this magnetic force, which starts to attract what you want. And I like to think about, okay, this is my goal in a year. How would I feel when it's accomplished?
Absolutely.
You know, I think of my husband and I popping champagne, or, you know, just being excited and so proud.
And I think that's a really important designation, because we can, you know, we can envision, okay, I want a new car, or I want a new whatever, you know, we can't just put our mind around it and just assume that it's going to show up. But if we are really wanting to step into the feelings and the emotions of that, what that success might feel like that you're wanting to attract into your life, then you can play with the feelings of how you're stepping into it, how you're moving through it. You know, what does it feel like when you're, you know, on that vacation and you're, you know, with your husband having, you know, that, like you said, having the glass of wine or the champagne, what does it feel like? And that's a different level of attraction than just envision it and it will come.
You're so exactly right. I think that there was a stage where people, and I'm all for vision boards and dream yes. boards and those photos, but it doesn't, we don't just get to put a picture up and we get that, although that would be fun if that were that easy. It's the emotion of it. It's exact, because that's what's internalizing it for ourselves. And it's exactly right. And I think it's being mindful and careful of what we oftentimes get emotionally involved with what we don't want.
Right.
And we'll start to see that to attract.
Right. Right. And it's, if we're playing too much on that, what we don't want, we just continue to attract more of that in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know you already mentioned something about ritual, but I want to just go back to that because I agree that rituals are just such a key and important part of how we live our lives. If we can create ritual, I mean, recently I've been reading the book called Lunar Abundance, which is just a fabulous book. And it's really about tapping into the lunar cycles and, you know, finding the rhythms of your yin and your yang. And it's just such a beautiful way to do it. I mean, when I rebranded my company a few years ago, I played with the eclipses. So I love to play with ritual. I mean, it's been something for me that speaks to me. I find like my inner wisdom flows up through me. It comes to, you know, I get visions, I get ideas, I get breakthroughs when I bring more ritual into my life. Sometimes that means just getting out in nature and going on a hike. And it can be as simple as that. What are your rituals you incorporate into your life and why?
Yeah. So big one is what we talked about in that morning time, that creating the intention for your day and just pouring into you, having a little bit of self-love and some moment. It doesn't have to be. I think sometimes people think it has to be like this hours of time. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. But however it is for you to even just start with a win in your day, whatever that looks like. And then the ritual, how you end your day, I think is ultimately equally important. Mm-hmm. Rituals.
What are your evening rituals?
Yeah, so for me, and I think it's like it's consistency and doing things repetitively too. But at the end of the day, maybe writing what you're grateful for. I like to reflect on my day, like, okay, so the beginning of the day, I set this intention. Did I need it?
Mm-hmm.
And not in a judgmental way. We're not beating ourselves up, but in a self-reflective way so that we can grow.
And often you're going to celebrate what you got done in a day, just because so often we move through so much and we don't even recognize what we've accomplished in a day.
It's so true. Absolutely. And then even thinking about what, going back to that goal. So what am I really going for? What am I working towards before you go to sleep? Because it goes into your subconscious mind. And while you sleep, it can be finding solutions and ideas, which is powerful. I think with setting rituals is so often, and this might be helpful for some listeners, is just to work on one thing at a time. You know, I think we try to do so much, you know, and it's start a morning routine or I'm going to add this ritual and it becomes a bit overwhelming. And so it's what I did is I looked at my day and things I did and kind of the habits I knew in my heart weren't serving me or kind of kept me from achieving what I was working towards, like some self-sabotaging or whatever it may be. And I started thinking, I'm going to work on recreate, like taking it out and putting a ritual in that space, replace that negative and then worked on it all the time till I mastered it.
Yeah, I think that's a great point is do something, one thing at a time, you know, adopt new practices one thing at a time. The other thing I find useful with my rituals is even on my morning rituals, I am not, because I am such a doer and I tend to get into doing the same sorts of things on a regular basis, I actually make my morning time I give myself flexibility in what I do with that, right? So I have that hour of time that I set aside. But some days I feel like meditating, some days I feel like reading, some days I feel like journaling, or some days I feel like just moving. And so really stopping and pausing and asking myself and my body, what does my body need right now? Knowing I have the space to do whatever that is. And that's served me well, because I am, otherwise I can become just a creature of habit, and then it's not listening to my inner guidance, that inner guide inside of me, that inner compass.
I so agree with you. And I think it keeps it new, and it keeps it, if I do the same thing, I have some a routine. I mean, I have that space open, and then I mix it up a lot too, but I think there's so much power in that, and it makes it fun, and it's refreshing, where you're not kind of stuck in a rut, but it's really serving you. I think that's so key.
Yeah. And for me, I think that's really taught me, by approaching it that way, to listen more to my inner intuition versus just doing what I think I should do. And I think that's I can fall into the things that I should do, because I am, you know, if you look at my strength finders, I'm an achiever. I like to get stuff done, right? Yeah. So I'm really good at that. But exactly. That piece of slowing down and listening to what my body thinks I should need is really a different way for me to think about it.
100%. And giving yourself grace to say it's okay to change my routine up and not follow the quote unquote, you know, rule that I read in a book, to follow what your heart says, or, you know, what your intuition is saying instead.
Absolutely. Cool. So let's talk about self-image, because, you know, we both know this is so important, and we know our mindset can just jump in there and chip away at that self-image that we have. And what do we do? What do you do when that starts to happen for you, and how do you shift that?
Absolutely. Self-image is huge. And to clarify, it's not just what we see in the mirror, but, you know, it's that internalized mental picture of ourself, and how you think and feel about yourself based on, you know, appearance and performance and relationship. And for me, you know, in terms of, you know, chipping away at it, which I think is easy to do, it's beating ourselves up, right? Like, oh, I didn't do my morning routine. And
right.
Beating yourself up is taking a little chip out of it every time. I think comparing yourself with others, I work so hard to compare myself with yesterday, opposed to saying, oh, you know, from the looks of it, so-and-so, you know, looks better, does this better, and just working on me, which has been a lifelong journey. And I do a lot of affirmations. You know, if I'm in a place of whatever it may be, and I'll say, and I begin my affirmations every time with the two words, I am, they're powerful in our language. You know, I am confident, or I am attracting all the right people and all the right opportunities. And just, if we repeat those things over and over, we start believing them. And affirmations has really helped, I think, for me with my self-image.
That's good. That's really, really good. That's great. So what, for our listeners who will be at Ignite on November 7th through 9th, what can they expect to take away from your talk at Ignite?
I'm still kind of working on that, but it'll all be about things that are simple to incorporate more success in your life, more abundance, and how do we use our mind to get what we really want? How do you know, it's easy to talk about mindset and make those shifts and change your paradigm, but how does that work, and why does it matter, and things I can implement right away to really lead them into going bigger and creating even more success.
And it's such a perfect topic in the midst, when you and I were talking about this a few months ago, such a perfect topic, because when we start to go into raising up our voice and our visibility and stepping up into, you know, into bigger stages and stepping up onto being seen and being heard in bigger ways, that these types of tools are going to be so useful for moving forward and finding ways to move through the mindset pieces that show up, to move through image pieces that show up, and really develop our own rituals that can take us into into that vision of where you're moving and where you're growing into.
Absolutely. It's so much in our mind that And we can control that. We just have to find those tools and resources, which is what I will be sharing about exactly what does that look like, because it's really the ultimate place of where we can create that success and create the abundant results that we're all working to achieve.
I'm so excited to have you there. And where can people learn more about you and your work now so that they can start to track you and follow you between now and November?
Sure. RadicalResultsConsulting.com is a great place, on social media as Radical Results Consulting as well.
Awesome. 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 And the final question that we always close with is, what three pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience today?
Three pearls of wisdom. Kind of things we've already shared a little bit today, but just be really mindful of what you're telling yourself, how you're talking to yourself. You know, it would be amazing if we woke up in the morning and our brain only allowed the good things, you know, to say, you know, hello, gorgeous. But it's unfortunately not how our brains are programmed. And so being really deliberate with your thought, you can't change your life until you change the way you think. And it starts there.
Yep, absolutely. I like that.
And then the second, which we talked about a little bit, but I just am passionate about, is of those rituals. You know, our habits, which is what rituals ultimately are, they form who we are and what we create. And so getting those rituals, and I'll even include the ritual of like radical self-love, you know, taking care of ourselves, I think so much, especially women, right? We put that on the back burner. But
oh, we do. You're right.
It's huge. And we can't serve others when our cup is empty. You know, we can't empower, energize, or love those around us when we're struggling and tired and criticizing ourselves. So I'm really creating that as a ritual too. And then the last is, you know, I think, and this is partly from my journey, it's listening to the whispers that the universe is giving to us. I was quick to put away the idea of entrepreneurship for a while because it scared me, but it kept becoming a whisper and then it got a little louder. But that tug in our heart, that gut feeling, just to listen to it, even though it's scary and we all feel that fear, but to do it anyway because we have gifts to share with the world and we have a story to share, and it can always help and empower others. And so just to keep listening.
I so agree with that one. And it's if we turn off that listening, we're going to miss out on some important messages that are supposed to be coming to us, that want to get through to us so that we can do the work that we're meant to do in the world.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Lisa, this has been so much fun. And I know our audience at Ignite is going, they're going to love you. And I can't wait to be there with you. And hopefully I'll see you at Rise Collaborative between now and then.
Yes, I hope so. And I just can't wait for Ignite. And so thanks so much.
Yes. Well, you have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Cammie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to visit me at CammieGellner.com to find out how you can make heartfelt connections to mindful strategies to ignite an abundant flow of cash and clients into your business. I'd love to hear from you on any of my social media channels. I'm on both Facebook and Twitter. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.